This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to William Jasper, the New American. I have an article of his news, alternative, real, and fake. He's going to be talking about the many ways in which we see censorship coming at us, and of course, we also want to talk to him about the new role for the United Nations that Donald Trump seems to envision. There's some very troubling comments that he made that I talked about last night on the nightly news, saying that the United Nations is underperforming, but he sees a very big future for it in the future. He thinks that they should be the ones to solve international conflicts, that they should impose solutions on different nations. That's a very different tact. When Donald Trump was campaigning and when he first took office, he was saying that the United Nations needed to be scaled back, that it was a globalist cabal working for the bankers, and he was absolutely right about that. Now he is talking to the United Nations Security Council on Monday. Interestingly, before he talks to the Senate, before he talks to the House about what's going on in North Korea. Is he getting permission from international agencies, as we saw Leon Panetta tell then Senator Jeff Sessions? He said, we're going to talk to NATO, we're going to talk to the UN and our allies, and we'll make a decision about what we're going to do about conflicts around the world, and then we'll probably inform you. Probably inform you. So he is informing them, maybe, of what they have already decided. I don't know, but the order is in reverse. It should be the decision of the American people and their elected representatives. They should declare war. They should declare what the strategy is. And then we should have them. There's that clip where they were going back and forth, a very famous clip that we've played. We don't have time to play that right now. But, of course, we also had some other movements. Yesterday we had Donald Trump. We're going to talk about this after the interviews. I want to talk about the tax cut. It's a very good tax cut plan. They had exactly what they had run on, pretty much. And I think it's good that Donald Trump got out ahead of Paul Ryan, because I think it was a big mistake to let Paul Ryan put together Obamacare. And we're still playing around with Obamacare. They're still beating up on the conservatives who want to get repeal. And it looks like the conservatives are now going to cave. They called the people who are opposing this, interestingly enough, just like they called this Rothschild banker who's running for the presidency of France, Macron, they call these Republicans centrists. Why aren't they hardliners? Why aren't they people who refuse to do anything about this socialistic fascist, and I'm talking about economic fascism, crony capitalism? This Obamacare system that we've got is both socialist in that it redistributes income from some people to other people for health care, for health insurance, I should say. And it is also crony capitalism, economic fascism, in that it forces us to buy products from corporations, and it directly subsidizes those corporations. That's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's economically wrong. It's unconstitutional, and I don't care what the Supreme Court says. The Supreme Court has been on both sides of a lot of issues, including slavery, freedom of speech, many other things, and they are wrong on this issue, just like they're wrong on abortion. But they're obviously wrong about this. They were obviously blackmailed. Why aren't these people being called radicals? Why aren't they being called obstructionists, these Republicans who want to fight Obamacare repeal? Why are they being called hardliners? It's absolutely amazing to me. These are the people that Trump praised, and they criticized the people who wanted to stand up for the campaign promises. So Obamacare repeal has gone completely south. And interestingly enough, we've got California now going on to full socialism. California's single-payer health care bill passes the first committee test. And they say that Democrats and Republicans, however, have signaled unease. They said the major question is, How are they going to pay for it? Well, they don't have money to pay for it. They're talking about universal health care, and I'm talking about literally worldwide universal health care. They're going to give everything to people regardless of their legal immigration status, and they don't have any way to pay for it. This is the path to Venezuela. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, April 27th. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is William F. Jasper. He's from The New American. Of course, they have a bi-weekly magazine that you can get. It's a great source if you really value your freedom, if you really value your the Constitution, and want to know what's going on. That is their perspective. It's one of my favorite publications to read. They're also online at thenewamerican.com. Now, William F. Jasper is the senior editor of The New American. He has a very well-earned reputation as one of America's top investigative reporters. He's written several books, Global Tyranny, Step by Step, The United Nations Exposed, and, of course, twice a year, The New American publishes a congressional scorecard called the Freedom Index that rates every member of the U.S. House and Senate on key issues. So I want to talk to he had an article earlier this week about what's going on with freedom of the press. And, of course, it's been in the news a lot. We have the fights that are going on in Berkeley with Ann Coulter trying to shut down free speech. Of course, the left used to vigorously defend freedom of speech. Now they don't even defend that. They don't want to. They would try to censor anything that they don't agree with. And right there, it's in the institution that we have Janet Napolitano as president of. I don't think we've talked enough about that. But I want to talk to him about that. I also want to talk to him about this meeting that Donald Trump had with the UN Security Council earlier this week, and some of the comments that came out of that were reported in the New American. So I want to talk to him about that as well. But let's talk about what's going on with the freedom of press first. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Jasper. We don't have any audio. Do you guys have audio? I think. Okay, let's.
Am I coming through?
Okay, now we got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Are we on now?
We got it now. Go ahead.
Okay. It's great being back with you, David.
Thank you. Now, you were saying on Tuesday you had an article. You said all times it's a tough time to be a patriot. We have to take a stand for truth. And part of that is being able to read the truth, to speak the truth, to communicate, to push ideas back and forth. And in this, you recall the warnings that Matt Drudge made when he visited InfoWars, saying you thought that Obamacare was shocking. He said you thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you can't have a website with news headlines linking across the board. We're getting pretty close to that, aren't we?
Well, we are. And the article that you referred to there on the news, fake, alternative, fake, real, is part of a five-article package in the print magazine, in which we have broken with tradition, put it all online this time as well. And it's a comprehensive survey of what's happening in the media with controls, both political, overt political controls, where government, it's very obvious in communist China, in Russia, in the Muslim countries, and in the increasingly oppressive regimes of the European Union and of Canada, where political correctness has been taken to whole new levels just in the past few years. Any freedom of expression is being stamped out. And so that is being done by governments. But then we also look in these articles at the ways in which corporate America and the globalist corporate organizations like Google, Facebook, et cetera, you've been covering this as well, Apple, Yahoo, have been censoring the news and have explicitly come out saying they are going to censor, blackball those sites which they consider to be hate speech sites, hate crime sites. So that's one of the levels as well. And then a very important part that we cover as well is the deep state fake news thing, where we have the intelligence agencies, which are a branch of the government, but which are not operating under the laws that one can just look at and say, if they pass a law saying that we're going to censor this, that's one thing. But when they're doing it secretly through the intelligence agencies, and they can take control of your computer via the internet, if they can hack your website and shut it down, we've had our website shut down a number of times. It appeared at the times that they were the attack were coming from China. That's what the security people believed was the case. But as we've reported, and I believe you have as well, it's been documented now that the CIA and the NSA and perhaps some of our other agencies have now the software, the capabilities to hack a website and make it appear that it's ISIS or China or Russia or some others, and thereby escape any condemnation for that. And of course, it's alarming if China or Russia or some other totalitarian regime is hacking our computers and hacking our internet sites. It should be more frightening to Americans if our own government is doing that.
Yeah.
And as we pointed out in a couple of the articles, the Obama administration has taken this several steps forward with its Nudge Squad program, which it has modeled after the British intelligence model, where they, we quote in there and give excerpts from it, where they say the purpose is to destroy, defame, discredit by publishing things on somebody else's website that will make them look bad. So these are all things that we're having to deal with now. And you're dealing with it right now at InfoWars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen also the economic attacks that happen where they try to destroy you by boycotts or by delisting ads or by lawsuits if you expose their crony capitalism, as we did with Chobani Yogurt. We talk about a guy who comes here, gets nearly $1 million in government subsidies. He gets subsidized factories. He gets subsidized refugee workers, and of course he goes everywhere from Davos to the UN to CBS 60 Minutes promoting refugees, but doesn't want to take any responsibility for anything that goes wrong with it. But it's a massive case of crony capitalism. I mean, could I go to Turkey and get them to give me $1 million to open up a factory there? Would they let me then sit on their central banking committee and manipulate their currency as he does on the New York Fed? I mean, that's the type of thing that we're looking at. But when you talked about the Vault 7, and we see that the government is coming in there and able to directly then try to electronically shut us down. So they try to shut us down by economics. They try to shut us down electronically. But I think it's very interesting when we look at the Vault 7 situation, we now have we have a reversal from the Trump administration where they were saying, hey, this is great. We got this information from WikiLeaks. And, of course, that wasn't secure information that was there. That was information about the DNC and Hillary's emails and so forth and so on. Many people have said that those WikiLeaks said that they got that handed to them by people inside the DNC that were upset about the election being hacked against Bernie Sanders. Then people who were consultants for the DNC, who were being paid by the DNC, said, no, no, this was hacked. It was stolen from us by the Russians, and so tried to get the FBI involved in that. Nevertheless, when we look at this, Mr. Jasper, the Vault 7 stuff was, I've seen publication, I'm not sure about this, but the CIA is very upset about this. They want to go after WikiLeaks. They say, we got to stop these kinds of attacks. And yet that information, I don't think, is classified or copyrighted, because I've seen people argue that if it was classified and they put that on your computer, then the CIA themselves could be prosecuted for releasing secrets. And if they copyrighted it, then everybody would know what it is. But everybody knows what it is now anyway. And the people who work with them, like Google, absolutely, don't want to fix it.
Right. And so that's this nebulous world that we're in right now, where the powers that be and those that are exercising these huge powers within the intelligence agencies without oversight from Congress. And again, it gets back to Congress abdicating responsibility. And Congress has abdicated responsibility because too many American citizens have abdicated their responsibility to insist that Congress monitor these things, not just the intelligence agencies, but all of the regulatory agencies that they have created and allowed to run amok. So that's a very good point that you make about the Vault 7 marble and the other things that have come out in Vault 7. The CIA and NSA are in rather difficult position here because they can't have it both ways. They can't say that it's classified, and therefore those who have received it should be prosecuted if they are putting it on other people's computers. And they can't just say that it's copyrighted and prosecute you for violating copyright either.
You know, it's interesting. As I said, we've got so many different ways in which they're coming after us. It's because it's been effective. The Internet has allowed us to get this information out, and it's allowed people to talk about things that were always censored. You know, when we talk about censorship, that can be what is chosen to be discussed. You and I both remember when we just had ABC, CBS, and NBC as the nightly news. And they would all talk about exactly the same issues. And, of course, they all had the same take on it. You know, the CIA, Operation Mockingbird, was helping them with that, okay? But they would talk about the same issues. They would have the same perspective on those same issues. So to have a different perspective, to bring up different issues, is what they cannot stand. And so they're coming at us bureaucratically with regulations over the Internet. They're coming after us economically by stopping ads and other things like that, lawsuits. They're coming after us us with hacks and shutting us down in the sense that, and you can make that analogy as to an old-style Western town where the newspaper is not printing what the boss hog mayor wants, and they come in and they bust up the printing press. I mean, that's really what they're trying to do, that kind of thuggish tactic. And then intimidating the distribution. So there's many ways that they're attacking us. Stay with us when we come back. I want to get your comments now on what's going on with the UN about a constitutional declaration of war. What is Trump doing? Is he doing a complete reversal? Stay with us.
Communities' aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
Took it away.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William F. Jasper. He is a senior editor of The New American, publication of the John Birch Society. We were talking in the last segment about an extended series of articles that they did, something that they usually do the extended articles just on the magazine that you can get on a bi-monthly basis, but they put this one online because it's very important what's happening to the First Amendment. And, you know, it seems like yesterday that Matt Drudge was here, but it was back in October 6, 2015. I didn't realize it was that long ago. And he talks about what Matt Drudge was saying in terms of the threat to free speech, and now we're seeing that in many different ways. But I want to change now this last segment that we've got with Mr. Jasper, and I want to talk about what's going on with the UN, because it's something that he's written about. He's written a book on the UN, the United Nations Exposed. And we had on Monday, we had Donald Trump meeting with the United Nations Security Council about North Korea. And it was very troubling. There was an article on the New American, in bizarre reversal, Trump seeks to empower the UN. I think it's very disturbing. We saw candidate Trump, and actually in early days of his administration, saying that the UN was a globalist cabal for international bankers, that they were seeking a global government for humanity. And he was exactly right. But now he's saying the United Nations is an underperformer, but it has huge potential. And he told them on Monday, I see a day when there's a conflict where the United Nations, you get together, you solve the conflict. You see a problem with that? I do. I think it's going to start happening now. I can see it. And the United Nations will get together and solve conflicts. It won't be two countries. It will be the United Nations mediating or arbitrating with those countries. In other words, imposing a solution. He said, so I see fantastic potential, fantastic things ahead for the United Nations. Looked like, Mr. Jasper, that Donald Trump was going to cut UN funding, and we were all hopeful about that, in spite of the fact that he put a very statist neocon as ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. But now it looks like this is all turned around so they can get a war with North Korea.
Well, it certainly is disturbing on the North Korean front. And the article that you just mentioned is by my colleague Alex Newman about President Trump's meeting with the UN Security Council ambassadors at the White House. That was on Monday. And Alex quotes many of the important points from that meeting, which if you want to read it in the full context, you can go to the remarks by the president at whitehouse.gov on April 24. And it's really very disturbing because it seems like a complete reversal of everything that he said about his anti-globalism, anti-UN, during the campaign. In fact, he's just falling all over himself in this meeting about how important these people on the UN Security Council are, how important the United Nations itself is, how all this important work that it needs to do must go forward. He says there in his comments to them, though, I've been very critical about your expenditures, your budgets. Things have been out of control. But I think we can reform it, and I think we can get this back into proper perspective. And he says, and if you do your job right and you solve all these problems in the world, I'm not even concerned about the budget. So, I mean, it's a complete denial of the Dictators Club and the tyrannical underpinnings and basis of the United Nations, which I've written about in my book. I was a correspondent, accredited correspondent at the United Nations for three decades, and have attended most of their conferences and written about this for decades. And it's very clear that from the very beginning, as we've documented, the United Nations was planned to become a world government. It wasn't a forum for people to come together and talk and avoid war. In fact, it contemplates and expects war, a war waged by this world body. It will have world government powers, executive, legislative, judicial, and military, and police powers. And that is where the globalists are headed. So,
and to get all those military powers for a globalist government, they have to have a tax revenue. And so they have to create a global problem. And that's what all this climate stuff is about. And we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson later in the program from E&E Legal. We're going to talk about the Paris Climate Treaty, which they don't want to let go of, certain factions within the White House. But it has economic issues. It is at the heart of globalism versus nationalism. And that's what's so disturbing about this. To see this being subordinated in the service of the neoconservatives, the warmonger wing that has been brought into the White House. That's what I'm so concerned about. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for...
Well, and again, we see...
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We see
the hand of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's brought too many of those people into his administration, and now they are starting to sing his praises in the CFR journals and on their website.
Yes, yes, exactly. Thank you so much for joining us, William F. Jasper. You can get that information at thenewamerican.com.
The Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Group here in a moment. There's a lot of health stories that have come out the last couple of days. We had a story on InfoWars.com from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about a recent study that showed that infants with DTP vaccine had 5 to 10 times higher death rate. Perhaps that had something to do with lowering the immune system, but that was a study that was done in Africa. It was looking for the country here. I'm not sure which country this was, but it was a study that was funded by the Danish government. And as Robert Kennedy points out, Robert Kennedy Jr., he says, we can't get these studies from the American government. They don't want to look at the effect of vaccines. And yet, when you do a study in a foreign country, and you see that there's a 5 to 10 times greater mortality rate of the kids who are vaccinated with this diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine than there was with the kids who didn't get it. It tells you that maybe there's something going on. This is in Guinea. In West Africa, this is where they did the study. Also, we have a story that's up today about a blood-thinning drug, Xarelto, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, faces 18,000 lawsuits. But we're going to talk about things that have to do with nutrition as well. And before I get to Dr. Group, I just want to remind you that we've extended this sale on Caveman, our true paleo formulation. It's now 53% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. This is for a limited amount of time. And again, this is something that goes back to ancient nutrition. It starts at the base of bone broth and then adds other things like chaga mushrooms, bee pollen, and turmeric root. You can look up those ingredients. You can do your own research. You can do this on the internet and find out the benefits of those types of ingredients. And it's something that you can take very easily in a drink mix. And I've got a review here of the day about Caveman from Mojo Rising. In Ohio, he says, I will buy this product again and again. He says, I use milk when I have Caveman. Tastes like a milkshake. I use this product after my workouts. Just ordered another two-pack. Great product, Caveman. And actually, my son has the same comments. He's using it with his workouts on a daily basis and loves it. So it's something that I need to to get started with a daily workout, and then I can add the Caveman to it. But my younger son is actually doing this. So. It's a great product, and also we have a flash special. Liver Shield is now 30% off. This is just a temporary flash special at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get Liver Shield for 30% off. It supports your liver's natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. You can read about that. Look at the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield, 30% off. Let's go to Dr. Group. Welcome, Dr. Group.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, as far as all the stuff that's happening in the world right now, everybody, you know, there's studies coming out that everybody's under extreme amounts of stress. Everybody is depressed. And all that leads to the majority of the time is people on more pharmaceuticals, which we're trying to get away from. And one of the reasons I wanted to come on today is to talk about the obesity epidemic and to talk about fat and what's happening. We've been talking and letting people know for a long time that there's two organs in the body that are really responsible for the body running efficiently, and that's the gut, which we talk so much about, heal the gut, heal the brain, heal the body, the gut-mind connection, the immune system connection from the gut, and how important it is not only to put good foods and good beverages, water, in your system, but also to keep your gut healthy and clean on a regular basis. What we're finding out now, though, and this is something that is not new, but we're seeing more scientific evidence come out, is the effects that all of these chemicals and toxins are having on the liver. And that's why Liver Shield is on sale today for 30% off, because, for example, there's a couple studies that just came out. One of them is that high fructose diet during pregnancy. And you look at the high fructose corn syrup, which is practically in everything these days, can actually cause the children, if the mother consumes high fructose corn syrup during pregnancy, the children are now susceptible to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This is one of the conditions that's being really, really suppressed. You know, a long time ago we had a big rise, and we still have a big rise in alcoholic fatty liver disease. But now we're seeing non-alcoholic fatty disease, and we're seeing obesity in general as an epidemic. You look at 95% of the population in the United States is overweight by 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. And they're having a hard time losing weight. And with the hormone disruptions, the endocrine disrupting chemicals, the MSG, the aspartame, all the other artificial sweeteners, all of the chemicals and toxins, glyphosate that's in the food supply, all of these things just alter the body and can continue with fat accumulation. And what happens is the liver is becoming toxic. And we've been evaluating liver disease and what's going on with the liver. The medical profession really doesn't have set guidelines or ways to determine how toxic your liver is, how fibrotic your liver is, how many stones you have in your liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, fatty liver disease. And even tests show that males who drink 1 to 2 ounces of alcohol a night. Females is even lower. Females that drink up to one ounce of alcohol a night have tremendous increased risk of fatty liver disease. So what is fatty liver disease? Fatty liver disease is when you have fat accumulation in your liver. The liver is not able to function properly. And my message to everybody today is the good news is your liver regenerates itself very fast. You get a new liver every 3 months. The liver has 500 different functions it performs. It neutralizes all your toxins. It fights off infection. It protects your immune system. It controls blood sugar. It's the only organ that can regenerate itself really fast besides the skin and the intestines, which you get new cells every 24 hours. But when you clog the filter, because the liver filters about 1.5 quarts of blood a minute, it removes toxins, air pollutants, pesticides, all the environmental chemicals, all the chemicals in food. What we're seeing is that most people's livers right now, especially over the age of 30, but we're also seeing it in children because you're seeing obesity in children, is that most people's livers are only functioning 40 to 50%. In order for you to be healthy, your liver has to be above the 80% functionality. So it's super important to give all the listeners the information of how important it is to continue cleansing your liver and to do liver cleanses on a regular basis. Ultimately, it's about addressing the root cause of the problem. You know, the root cause of the problem is what we're exposed to in our environment every single day. And that comes from the air we breathe and it comes from the food we eat and comes from the beverages that we drink. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's hard to get away from those things. And if you can't eat organic all the time and you can't drink water all the time, the next best thing, regardless, is to keep your liver healthy and, you know, to fight the globalists, to look at what the attack is that we're under and how important it actually is to clean and keep your liver healthy and supportive, because that is your main system.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Dr. Group, there was a story yesterday from the Daily Mail talking about something like yogurt. Many people look at it and say, hey, this is going to be really great for me. And yet, if you look at what the manufactured yogurt has, they said that there's more yogurt sugar in your yogurt than in many desserts. They say it's merely dessert in disguise in many cases. And this goes back, they said nearly half of 200 yogurts analyzed had more than 3 teaspoons of sugar per 100 grams. This is a big part of Michelle's school lunch program. And when they were going back and looking at it, they said, hey, you know, these yogurts, including Chobani Greek yogurt, they had as much sugar as a candy bar. They just didn't taste as good, you know. So it's like, you know, you'd rather have a candy bar, you'd rather have it, you're going to get the same amount of sugar. They sometimes call it sugar cane juice instead of calling it sugar. They'll do anything to relabel it, you know, call it high fructose or call it cane juice or something like that. So they're very deceptive about the way they add sugar into even things that start out healthy like yogurt.
Most of the food supply out there that's not certified organic has hidden ingredients in it. Natural flavors, for example, sounds really, really good, but it's actually another hidden name for MSG. All of, you know, when you look at, let's say yogurt, for example, like you said, well, you have to look at everything. First of all, they're culturing dairy. Dairy is an allergen in most people. It causes an inflammatory reaction. It causes an immune response. Then you look at, was that dairy, what was that cow fed? And most likely, 90% of the cows out there are fed genetically modified grains. So now you have genetically modified particles that are probably in there. The cows are heavily vaccinated. The cows are heavily dosed on antibiotics. So you have drug residue in there as well. And then you have bovine growth hormone in there. So it's not just what's on the label. If you were to analyze most of the yogurts, and not only yogurts, most of the boxed, canned, processed, microwave foods out there, you would have a whole slew of chemical pesticide residue, genetically modified ingredients. You would have hormones in there. You would have endocrine disrupting chemicals in there. You would have all kinds of things in there. And that's really what the concern is. Yes, organic is better always. And, you know, that's, or you, growing your own food would even be better than that.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the GMO content. Again, that was one of the other things that came up with yogurt. I've been looking into this since Chobani decided they would sue us for talking about their crony capitalism. And they had a back and forth with Hamdi Ulukaya about the fact that they the dairy products that they use came from cows that were fed GMO food, corn and other things. And they said, well, we just don't think that it's worth it to make the product more expensive. We want a lot of people to be able to have our product because they want big sales. So we're going to do that. But what happens is that the government comes in with them and says that it's non-GMO because it's just the food that the dairy cattle are eating that's GMO. But the dairy is then not considered to be not labeled as GMO. So they cooperate with them in that deception on the labeling.
Yeah, it's just really sad, and that's why we're here, to try to educate everybody and all the listeners and info warriors out there that know the truth, and that we continue to report the truth and report the studies that the mainstream media is not going to report, because it's all about getting the truth and getting the right answers. Another study that's interesting that I wanted to mention today was that not only does alcohol damage the liver, but now they've found that once, you know, people that consume alcohol on a regular basis, it actually damages the gut and allows gut bacteria to migrate to the liver, promoting alcohol-induced liver disease, and you can actually get bad bacteria in your liver as well. So that's another study I wanted to talk about today and just, you know, let everybody know. I know we're going to be taking some calls because everybody loves to have their health questions answered. But liver disease, the sad thing about it is most people don't even know they have it until it's too late. I would say probably the general population, especially in the United States, has a malfunctioning liver. And once you heal the gut, once you heal the liver, once you're on good supplementation like iodine, once you...
Hang on, Dr. Group, let me give out the phone number so we can get some people to call in with their questions. You want to take questions. That number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, if you want to call in with a health question to Dr. Group. Go ahead.
No, and another thing, you know, when you talk about fat, there's so many people saying, well, what do I do about it? How do I get rid of all the fat in my liver? How do I get rid of the fat in my body? I've now spent about the last 12 months doing in-depth research on fasting, because if you look at years and years ago, in all biblical texts and all ancient texts, the only thing they had was really fasting. And when people got sick, they would go to the local spring with the waterfall, with the high oxygen in the water, and they would soak in that. And all they would do was drink water. So if you think about the self-healing mechanism that we're all born with and how powerful it is, you know, our self-healing mechanism is being suppressed because we're taking in all of these chemicals and all these toxins on a daily basis, and we're not able to get rid of these toxins on a daily basis. And I'm going to be publishing my next book on the benefits of fasting and what's going on with fasting. It's kind of taking hold right now with the ketogenic diet and being able for the body to go back in time and literally melt fat and attack fat in your system. There was an interesting study that was that just came out from USC. They had mice do 72-hour water fast, which all they did was drink water for 72 hours, and it flipped a regenerative switch, which prompted stem cells to create new white blood cells, essentially regenerating the entire immune system.
Wow.
It's amazing, the doctors from the late 1800s to the 1940s that were doing fasting, the benefits and the regeneration of the body that was taking place. So that's something that people should look into also if they're looking to lose a lot of weight or to detoxify themselves. And that's why we're such a big proponent of detoxification, not putting and exposing yourself to the chemicals and toxins, but getting them out of your body as fast as you can.
That's amazing. Let's go to one of our phone calls here. Thomas in Texas. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hi, David. Nice. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I did the liver cleanse the first time it came out right after y'all started, and it really helped a lot. I felt better. I actually lost 9 pounds in about 6 days. The liver cleanse, I think, is 6 days, and after that, I lost 9 pounds. I'm looking to do it again, and my question is, could I substitute, at the end, you take 6 ounces of olive oil, could I substitute that with coconut oil, or would you say no to that?
Now, I would say no to that just because there hasn't been a lot of research done on that. It's just the way that the olive oil is, it really causes a purging of the gallbladder and the liver, and that's what's really been used for over 100 years. Actually, they found olive oil, and that olive oil was being used to cleanse the liver, you know, probably 500 years ago. So I would continue with that. I just, maybe it would have some sort of effect, but it hasn't been used. We've studied we've had people do over 500,000 liver cleanses, probably more than that through InfoWars Life and through a Global Healing Center. And we've modified those over a long period of time. But even if you're not going to do the full liver cleanse, which I think everybody should do at least 3 times a year, because what we found is one liver cleanse really only cleanses the liver about 15%. So let's say that, you know, you're having symptoms, you're sluggish, you're out of energy, you want to clean your liver. And also, you mentioned a good point there. When your body starts storing fat, it's your liver that's congested with weight gain. Most people never address the liver when you talk about losing weight, but the liver is what breaks down and processes your fat stores. So by doing liver cleansing, you actually accelerate weight loss in the body. So good question, but that's why I personally take the Liver Shield just by itself. I do 3 to 4 liver cleanses. I'm in the middle of a 4-day water fast. As a matter of fact, today is day 4 for me. I've had nothing but water for 4 days. And I'm charting my progress and seeing what happens, because obviously I don't want to tell people to do stuff if I haven't done it myself. But I take the Liver Shield on a regular basis just as maintenance. I mean, just a couple dropperfuls a couple times a week, and I make a tea with it, actually. I use a lot of the supplements and make tea with them, and they're great to just mix in. Put hot water in there.
We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And also, I remind you, we have 30% off Liver Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your questions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with 2 great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs 2 forms of vitamin B12 into 1 explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 tall to Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Group, and he's actually taking your calls and questions. I want to get to these right away because we've got one more section with you. Then at the top of the hour, we'll have another section, another segment. Let's go to Don in Seattle. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. I've been having problems in the tongue getting coated with yellow. I've got the super blue. It's helped. I can actually go almost the whole day now without getting a tongue coating. And I'm just wondering what, you know, might cause that. Or I've got a little bit of liver shield. I've been doing it in the mornings, and it has helped. It has actually helped. And the super blue has definitely helped. It's helped keep my mouth fresh. But it's got me a little concerned.
I don't know what could be causing that. There could be a lot of different things. I'm not actually sure if usually when you get a coating on the tongue, it's white, and then other different compounds can stain that. And that could be because of a candida or a yeast overgrowth in the body. I would have to really get more in depth about your diet and what you're doing with that. Although the super blue does have iodine in there as well, so that also might be a cause. So you might want to just stop doing that maybe for a few days and just see if it turns white. And if it turns white, then you might want to, you know, look at what you're doing in your diet. I don't know if you're consuming a lot of excess sugar, alcohol, stuff like that, but you might need to go ahead and do a harmful organism cleanse and maybe purge yourself of, you know, yeast and fungus and mold or something like that, which is, you know, a huge problem these days that people are also dealing with. And that's why we just recently launched the Myco ZX on InfoWars. It's sold out right now, but, you know, it's cleaning your body and detoxifying your body from everything. And you might also want to look at doing, you know, your gut health as well and getting your gut, you know, fixed up, cleansing it with the Oxy powder, using the good probiotic, the biome defense. And also maybe doing a liver cleanse as well.
All right, let's go to Kyle in Michigan. Kyle, go ahead with your question for Dr. Group.
First off, I'd like to thank you guys for putting out Brain Force. It's helped me a lot with my PTSD and anxiety. It's just giving a lot of clarity in my mind. But I got two questions for you. The first one is, how do heirloom seeds help in creating a homegrown diet compared to normal store-bought seeds? And how do energy drinks affect our gut? And is InfoWars ever thinking of creating a energy drink that we could use to fuel our body and mind?
So energy drinks there's so many different kinds out there, and there's so many different ingredients, and you really have to, there is even organic energy drinks, but you have to go back to the basics and say, what does the body want on a daily basis? What does the body need on a daily basis? The body needs water. Okay. That's just the way it is. We're 80 to 90% water. Every living substance, the earth itself, everything that's alive, plants, is 80% water. Without water, we shut down. And part of the whole situation we're dealing with now worldwide is the poisoning of the water. If you look at all the chemicals and all the toxins that are being sprayed on us and all the population control and everything that's going on, it's all contaminating the water, because they know if they contaminate the water, then everything will die or everything will be sick. So even the stuff, the chemtrails, everything they're spraying in the air itself actually is composed of water, if you think about it. So energy drinks, I would say there is no such thing as a good energy drink. Of course, anything in moderation. Okay. I've always said, you know, the 90-10 rule or the 95-5 rule, you eat healthy 95% of the time, and then you're always going to be in a situation where you're going to go eat at a restaurant, or you're going to have an energy drink, or you're going to have some wine or whatever. The body is real adaptive. That won't hurt you if you use the 90-10 or the 95-5 rule.
All right. We got to take a break here. Thank you, Kyle. We're going to be right back up to the top of the hour with Dr. Group, taking more of your calls and questions. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.